This Off the Record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, renegade radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek. We've been off the air off and on for the last week and a half because of the holidays, and I had some major surgery. I was at St. Louis Hospital. I had some something taken off my head. I don't know what the hell it was, but they gave me all kind of stitches, let me out 2 days later, said I was ready to go. So I don't know if that's good for everybody or bad for everybody, but for me, it's good. And I just want to tell you, this is going to be a good year. 2020 is going to be a good year for the people, not for the politicians, but for the people. I believe it's going to be a good year. You know, there we had a bankruptcy petition with the bankruptcy court, and we pulled that out. I didn't, because I'm just an employee here, but the ownership pulled it out. Now we're going back to the administrative law judge in Washington, D.C., and they're talking about holding a hearing in October, and I don't know if we're going to make it till October, if we're going to make it tomorrow, but we're going to fight the fight and continue to fight the fight. And if they think they're going to scare somebody, they're nuttier than hell, because I'm out here to fight these son of a bitches day and night. Kevin Slayton's out here to fight these son of a bitches day and night. And it's amazing. It's amazing how you good people take the brunt of everything. They want to rap to you. They want to lie to you. They want you to kiss their asses and then just move on. Well, see, we're not going to move on. We're going to fight these son of a bitches day in and day out. And I hope you good people, whether you like me or you like Kevin Slayton or you like anybody on the radio, you need to listen to people. You need to come up with your own decision and take it accordingly. Now, if you don't want to, then that's on you. But I think that everybody should have a right to their opinion. Everybody should have a right to say and think what they want. A lot of times they don't. I do not understand it, but that's the way it's been, and I think that's the way it's going to continue. That's the way it's going to continue to be until we do something about it. And again, we're ready to do something about it. You guys now know over in St. Louis, I had 5 homicides during the first morning of 2020. 5 homicides, had 10 shootings, people, in St. Louis in a matter of 11 hours. Had 10 shootings and 5 homicides in 11 hours after the start of the new year. Now, people don't want to talk about it. It made page 5 of today's paper. Page 5 of today's paper, because, see, they've got better things to talk about. They got to talk about the bell rings in New Year. Got to talk about all these politicians and what the hell they're doing. And it just pisses me off. It just pisses me off that we condone this stuff, that we let this crap go, that we don't say anything about it. I know people will say, well, we have to talk about it. Yeah, you can talk about it. You can talk about it at your own leisure. You don't have to talk about it because these asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing politicians say we have to talk about it at a certain time. No, we don't. I want to get into some of this DraftKings. They plan a merger. They're going to go public. DraftKings, they're one of the big gambling entities that are going across the airways. It's got those. They've went ahead and worked with another organization, and they've got $3.3 billion, and they'll have $500 million on hand once the deal's completed. Now, it's amazing. It's amazing how we let all this crap go like nobody gives a damn. Well, I give a damn, and I hope you good people do too. Now, you can sit back and you can kiss their ass and you can let it go and you can say, well, there's going to be gambling, so let's let them gamble. Well, there may be gambling, but we can hold their feet to the fire, people. We can definitely hold their feet to the fire. But at this point in time, it appears that they're going to come with a big, strong organization, and there's going to be a lot of money to be invested in this gambling. And you know who wins when this gambling situation takes over? We don't win. 1 out of 1,000, 1 out of 2,000, 1 out of 3,000 may win. But who really wins are the DraftKings, are the big groups that throw all this money that they use. And it's amazing how they'll say that they've got $14 million or $50 million to spend when the operation is valued at $3.3 billion. You hear me, people? That's 3.3 with a B, 3.3 billion people. But it's amazing. But we let this crap go. We continue to let it go. You know, our lines are always open. I hope this year's a better year for everybody. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. And again, I don't know how long we're going to be around. Maybe 2 months, 3 months, 5 months. But we're going to fight the fight. And then we've got other people not associated with us that want to buy some radio stations and put me and put Slayton and put some hard-hitting people on, because it's come to the point there's no more hard-hitting people on radio, no more hard-hitting people on television, because everybody's afraid. Well, Bob Romanek's not afraid, Kevin Slayton's not afraid, and we've got 2 or 3 others who aren't afraid, so we hope that's what the hell happens. And I do think if everybody will work together, that we can get a situation going where we can have some open dialogue. And it's amazing. It's amazing how everybody's afraid. Everybody's afraid to talk about marijuana. Everybody's afraid to talk about drugs, to talk about alcohol. Everybody's afraid, and I don't know why. They've made us afraid. They've made us afraid. They're not making Bob Romanek afraid anymore. They can kiss my ass. I'm going to say what I want as long as I can, and then I'm going to continue to say what I want because I can go to another radio station. I just can't own a radio station. But they think they can really intimidate somebody. They're not going to intimidate me. They're not going to intimidate Kevin Slayton. And again, we've got two or three others that I don't believe they're going to intimidate. And it's amazing how we let this crap happen. We continue to let it crap happen. Nobody says anything about it. Nobody does anything about it. Just let it go. Well, let's let it go because we've got other things that we can steal money on. We've got other things that we can do. We don't need to talk about this, but the problem is, if we the people don't talk about it, nobody else is going to talk about it because most people, decent people, but most people are afraid and they're not going to take it any further. I see in San Francisco that the cafes, there's a move to dispose of disposable coffee cups. They're going to make people buy their cups. They're not going to give you throwaway banishing paper cups because that costs them money and that pisses them off. So they're going to go from everything from buying glass jars to rental mugs to buy your own cup policies. Now that's in San Francisco, and everybody knows about San Francisco. Everybody knows how liberal those no good son of a bitches are. Everybody knows how liberal all these bastards in the state of California are. And if you ever got out there, you would understand what the hell's going on. You would understand all the crap going on, and nobody's doing anything about it. But I believe that's because all these asswipe bastard liberal son of a bitches are moving out there so they can take control of the situation, so they can all be liberals, they can all be people that want to take, and of course they have to give something back. But it's amazing. It's amazing how the people on the West Coast in Oregon, in Washington, in California, how they just really, really, really don't give a damn. All they give a damn is about having stuff given to them. And they'll pay in return. I don't know how long it's going to be before this country becomes a socialistic country, but it's not going to take long. At some point in time, I believe that this country will actually become a communistic country, because people are going to say, well, it's not really communism. We're going to take and take and take and take. We're going to give some back, but we're going to take and we're going to let the government tell us what to do and how to do it. Of course, it's going to cost us some money, and that's okay. But it's amazing. It's amazing how they're going to let this crap go and continue to go. And nobody's going to do anything about it. And once it starts in California, it's going to ease its way back east. And you're going to see in another 10, 15 years, 20 years maybe, you're going to see this country go in a different direction. And I don't think most people give a damn. I think these young millennials coming up, I think they want it that way. They don't want to have to fight. They want to sit there and take it. And they're going to give to get, and they're going to give a lot more than they're going to get. I also see in Charleston, West Virginia, that the West Virginia plans to begin training its correction department after they've taken some pictures of their correction people with their hands up like Hitler. Now, I don't understand why They've already dismissed 30 trainees, have been dismissed and fired. The governor made the announcement. Says this kind of behavior will not be tolerated on my watch in any agency of state government. Justice told in a statement on Monday. It's unbelievable. Jim Justice, the governor of the once great state of West Virginia, is saying we're not going to tolerate this crap. And I ask, why can't you tolerate it? You tolerate all that liberal crap and nobody ever says nothing. but you tolerate some crap that maybe you don't agree with, then you want to stop it in its face. And you can't do that. Now, you can. You can try, but you know what's going to happen. Down the road, these minimal groups are going to come together, and they're going to start fighting. And they're probably going to win, even though they're the minimal groups. They're probably going to start winning because they're going to start fighting for what cause they believe in. And it just amazes me. It amazes me that how a governor can say that we're not going to tolerate that crap. And I think to myself, why the hell aren't you going to tolerate it? You know, that's just part of a family, of a society. You got to take the good with the bad. If you don't take the good with the bad, there's not going to be any good, and it's all going to end up bad. I want to talk about here in Illinois. It's amazing. It's amazing. Illinois tops the United States in losing residents since 2010. Unbelievable. And this has all been the last week or so in the paper, and we're just trying to hit every little bit while we can hit it. But people are moving out of Illinois at a bigger rate than any place else. And they're saying in Illinois, there's going to be over 11, Governor Greiter already has granted over 11,000, you people hear me, over 11,000 pardons for people from 92 of the 102 counties on New Year's Eve. And over 1,000 of them were from the Metro East. Now, they're giving all these pardons to these people who had been smoking marijuana, who had been in jail for smoking marijuana, who had been on the outside of society. But now, all of a sudden, marijuana is going to be okay. And they say that you can smoke marijuana in Illinois, but you can't smoke it in a business. There may be houses that you can smoke it in. And I think to myself, in that situation, why the hell, if you're going to let them smoke marijuana, let them smoke marijuana. You don't have to kiss their ass. Let them smoke it. But the new governor is going to try to ease it in, and you know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. They're going to continue to ease it, and Illinois is the 11th state now, that has legalized marijuana. And nobody said anything when the first state came about, and I don't know which was the first state, but it's amazing. It's amazing to me, and hopefully to you good people, that they can do that. You know, before, marijuana was illegal. Before, alcohol was illegal. Now neither one of those are illegal, are they? Gambling. How many years down the road was gambling legalized? Now it's all over the country. It's all over the country. And you get these asswipe, stupid, no good son of a bitch and politicians who think they're better than everybody because they can stand up there on the podiums, they can get on television, they can get on radio, and they can say, hey, we're going to do what we want to do because, see, we're politicians. But I honestly think at the end of the day, these politicians in 2020 and above, you're going to see where we're not going to see it. I'm not going to see it. I'm too old. And a lot of you people are older people aren't going to see it. But you are going to see 15, 20, 25 years down the road that all this crap is going to be legalized. You're going to see them legalizing marijuana, heroin, cocaine, because that's what's going to happen. It's going to be, well, if they want to take it, as long as it's in the confines of their residence, their privacy, let them take it. But see, that's not going to happen because what's going to happen, it's going to be a bad day for everybody because people in the next 20, 30 years, they're going to take everything for granted, and there is going to be legalized marijuana. There is going to be legalized cocaine. There is going to be legalized heroin, all kind of legalized gambling, all kind of legalized everything. The next thing they're probably going to do is have legalized prostitution, and I see that coming. I see that coming within the next few years because I've talked to enough people, And they say, hey, if you're going to have legalized marijuana, if you're going to have legalized alcohol, if you're going to have legalized gambling, why aren't you going to have legalized prostitution? And I think that's probably the easiest vice to counter and to keep under control. Of course, you know, that's just me talking. That may not be everybody, but the problem there is, if you don't condone it, you have to condemn it. And I honestly think, and I think you good people think the same thing, that people are going to sit there and say, hey, we might as well go ahead and commit to having legalized marijuana, legalized alcohol, legalized gambling, legalized prostitution, because if they don't, nobody's going to be able to help the situation out. And I think people are tired. If we're going to do it, let's do it. Let's don't sit there and kiss ass and say we're going to do one thing and not the other, because what happens there is nothing. Nothing gets done. And when nothing gets done, it's not good. It's not good for anybody. I also read, going through all this reports for the last week and a half, talks about the year-end violence highlights danger in worship ships. It's amazing. It's amazing. The FBI, their hate crime lists a number of crimes, including Colorado plot to blow up a synagogue, an Oregon man sentenced to federal prison for targeting a Catholic church, and two bombs. That was just over the holidays. And if people don't understand what's going on and take it serious, they'll never get around it. Then they talk about this United States Supreme Court Chief Justice, and I thought he was actually pretty good at one point in time. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote about Americans and how times at the workplace when false information can spread. And you know what he's doing there? He's coming after Trump. See, all these rotten bastards, that's what they do. And see, they're old enough that they think they can high-rise it and get through it. But now he's not mentioning Trump's name, but he's talking about how they can spread false information, can cause all kind of bad information on social media. And that's his response. But I have to tell you, when he got appointed, he was more of a Republican. He spoke down the Republican lines. But you see how easy it is in this one great country of ours, how people can be swayed, people can be torn between what's right and wrong. And most of these rotten, no good son of a bitches don't give a damn. They don't give a damn if they're right or wrong. They're just going to speak their piece. And hopefully when they speak their piece, people will listen. And the problem is people do listen. People listen when these judges, especially United States Supreme Court judges, they listen. And when people listen, they start believing. And when they start believing, then they start doing accordingly. And it's amazing how these politicians, and when I say politicians, I mean all these politicians, not just the governors, the senators, the presidents, I'm talking about the judges, all up and down the legal radius in this great country of ours. They let it go. We sit back. I'm probably one of the few, me and Slayton, a couple of the few that will tell you the way it is, that won't take any crap, that'll tell you to kiss our ass if we think you're wrong. I, so far, a little bit more than Slayton. Slayton would be crazier than I am, but because of his situation, he can't be at this point, but that doesn't mean that down the road that things can't change. I also read that the 2019 homicide rate totaled the second highest in the last decade, in the last 10 years. Said there were 194 killings in the city during this year, including 11 children. In 2017, I think that was the worst year for killings. But it's amazing. It's amazing how we can sit there and we can talk about the killings. We can talk about everything going on. And nobody wants to say anything about it. Nobody wants to do anything about it. The older people, we sit on our asses because we don't have that many years left. These younger millennials, they don't want to sit on their ass. They want to have legalized marijuana, not at 21. They want to have legalized marijuana at 18. I do not understand it, but, you know, that's the way people are. You can't judge a person. You can't judge his beliefs, what he believes in, what he thinks. But you sit back and you think, everybody's going to bitch. Everybody's going to bitch about what's going on. But nobody at the end of the day, I don't think, I could be wrong, but I don't think at the end of the day that these no good son of a bitches are going to give a damn. They're just going to ride it out. They're going to do what needs to be done. And it's amazing. It's amazing how we're going to let this crap go. We're going to let this crap go and not do a damn thing about it. And then what will happen 20, 30 years down the road, not any more than 30 years, I don't think, we're going to see it all come to an end. And we'll all be socialist at that time, because the new millennials coming up, that's what they want. We're not going to be, us people 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, we're not going to be able to stop them. We're going to have to just go along with the program until we're no longer alive. Once we're no longer alive, these ignorant bastards are going to do what they want to do. And it's amazing. It's amazing that it has to be this way, but it does. I'll take some calls if somebody'd like to call. Lines are open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Always welcome back to the dark side. What a great year 2020 is. If I'm around, if I don't die before the end of the year, you're going to hear a crazy, no good, good for nothing son of a bitch, because I've had enough. I had enough the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, but I've really had enough now, and I'm not going to take it, and I don't give a damn if anybody likes it, anybody doesn't like it. It's going to be the way it is. We all have our opinions. I'm going to give you mine. I will take yours. But if we have to argue, we're just going to have to argue, because I feel it one way. Hopefully you feel it the same way. If you don't, we can argue through it and take it from there. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the dark side.
Hey, happy New Year, you crazy man. Hey. This is Mark from Wisconsin.
Yeah, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, doing good. I'm glad you're doing okay. Hey, you know, they operated or whatever they took out of your brain, you still sound the same.
Well, let me tell you what. They found out Thursday. I went and had major operation Friday, and I was let out Sunday night, and they said that I was doing fine, but hell, I've got stitches all over me, and I feel good. You know, I feel like, I've got a second. This is not a second chance. This is about my 50th chance, and I think, Mark, we all have a bunch of chances, but I'm not going to take mine for granted. I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to do what I do. Nobody likes it. They don't have to listen. They can go somewhere else, but I'll tell you, at the end of the day, you're going to get the truth from Bob Romanek, but go ahead.
Hey, I'm glad to hear that from you. Hey, recreational marijuana, first day today in Illinois. Do you imagine the 7-Elevens and all these other places tomorrow? I mean, the lines for people getting their chips and their dips and all that stuff, because there'll be so many stoned people in Illinois. It's going to be crazy. And they're going to be coming into St. Louis and over the border and all over the place. And it's like, you know, here's the problem I see with this, is you're going to have so many people trying to bring it into Wisconsin over the border, and it's illegal to do that, to bring it in over the border, same thing. And I just think we're going to see a lot of people, a lot more crime with people trying to get this stuff, you know, over the border. Hey, you know, it's Illinois law, and the governor wants to release all these people from prison that have marijuana convictions. And I hate to say it, some of these people, I mean, we're talking thousands. You know, I think it's like 11,000 convictions that they want to release.
Right.
That's what I heard on the radio.
Right. Well, here, let me tell you what on that, Mark. These people are usually millennials. And they're going to, 20 years down the road, they're going to become socialist. And I believe eventually this country will be communist at some point in time, communist to the point where people will just let the government rule their lives. But and it's coming. I don't honestly think in 30 years we're going to see a socialistic country, a country that the people are decent, people are nice. Do you see that coming, or do you see it another way?
Oh, no. As you know, I'm a 100% Trump supporter, and the biggest thing is I see it happening. And if Clinton was in the White House, Hillary, I mean, God forbid where we would be today in 3 years, with her in there, we would totally be a socialist community or nation. But the way I see it, you're right. I mean, everybody's scared as hell because, you know, Trump will probably get 5 years, and then what? You know, like you said, this young generation, they're all brainwashed because of the colleges and everything else, and they don't even understand socialism. I don't even think a lot of the Democrats or the Demorats, they even understand what socialism is, and they need to go and study the books. I mean, my father, as you know, I told you, he was D-Day. You know, he fought Nazi Germany.
Right.
You know, that's socialism. You know, so many people just need to get educated, because it's not just the kids. It's a lot of the adults out there, Bob.
Yeah, you know what, Mark, you're exactly right. I think Bernie Sanders is a true, and I think he's already admitted it, he is a true socialism person. And I think Elizabeth Warren is, and I think a lot of these Democrats coming up are. I think these younger Democrats coming up are, and I cannot see the Republicans taking over and winning election after election after election. The Democrats are going to have to win some, but I honestly think in 20, 30 years that this country is not going to be anywhere like it is now. Do you?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, we're talking free, you know, free health care, everything free. How the hell are they going to pay for it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the numbers don't add up, Bob. And I tell you what, the last thing I want to see is Buttigieg in the White House. I mean, I'm an equal type person. I have gay friends, but I don't want to see the first lady being a man in the White House. If that happens, I'm going to Poland, where my home country is.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much. You have a safe new year. I appreciate the call, and you keep the faith going, buddy. Appreciate it. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing how people do think like that. And let's go ahead and take Jane. Go ahead, James. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, this is James Bailey from Grand City again. I wanted to call and let you know that Andy Economy told me to give you a call back again.
Okay.
I'm a good old friend of mine. I've known him ever since I've been a little kid. And I wanted to let you know that I'm going back to Grand City courtroom today at 1 o'clock to the Kangaroo Court. And I hired me a good lawyer like you told me.
Who'd you get?
I got Bill Miller out of Alton.
Okay, good choice.
He's a good man, and he's been in the field long enough that he knows what's going on. And I registered my bees for animal support simply because I care about my bees like my dad taught me since I've been 5 years old to love human nature. And I do love them. You know, I have to cry when one of them stings me, you know? Not because it hurts, because I just killed a bee. Yeah. You know, one of them stung me, you know? And I got a video that they said that the bees might be dangerous, like a killer bee or something. Well, if they're killer bees, they're not going to be taking residence in my box.
No.
Killer bees ain't going to stay captive.
You know what, James? I agree with you 1,000%. Listen, you have a good, safe 2020. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the thought. And let's try to keep us all together the best we can and keep this country going for as long as we can.
I listen to you every day, and I love your show. I love it. I listen to the old boy at like 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, Kevin Slayton, right.
Yeah, Kevin. Kevin, he's a good guy, too. And you guys, it hurts for people to tell the truth, don't it?
Hey, I tell you what. No, you know what, though, James? Honestly, for me, it doesn't, because I'm 70 years old. I just told everybody, just got out of the hospital on Monday after 2 days. I mean, they took a lot of my hair out. They took part of my brain out. But they said, hey, I was ready to go, so I'm ready to go until somebody puts me under. But I want to thank you and all the hundreds of thousands or millions of listeners that listen all throughout this country. They listen in just about every state. So I want to thank you guys, and you have a safe one, James. And if something comes up, don't ever hesitate to give me a call, okay?
Not a problem, Bob. I sure will.
Okay, James, thank you very much. Let's go ahead and take one more call before break. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, sir, and Happy New Year.
Same to you, sir. Same to you and your family. What's going on in your world?
Thank you. You know, I this deal about being able to attack something is to being able to control.
Right.
And I see all these idiots standing in these lines over there for the marijuana yesterday. I saw on the news, you know, and these people are so glad that they can let the government control them just a little bit more. I'm not a user of that stuff, but I certainly wouldn't be in that line if I was.
Right.
And you're talking about the socialism. You know, socialism is always the first start. When the socialists run out of money, then it becomes communism because there's a czar or a dictator that comes in and has to save all the people. So usually it goes from socialism to communism, and I do believe that's coming. This is a product of public school systems that we have allowed what our children have been taught, and that's why these millennials are so confused. There was a lot of topics you started, but you also talked about at the very beginning of your show that it's going to be a bad year for the politicians. And in Virginia, this is not, this, you don't see much of this on the news, but in Virginia, they had a special election for a governor who is a real leftist. I mean, he's crazy. Abortions, even after, you know, after the birth, uh-huh. He even believes you can do that. But he's also really crazy on these guns. He's talking about confiscations. He's talking about registering first and confiscations, anything that's deemed as an assault rifle or any kind of gun like that. So in Richmond, there's going to be a gathering of a bunch of people pro-amendment. Second Amendment, it's going to be the 20th in Richmond, Virginia. So I thought to myself, I thought, this is kind of a test. You know, the leftists are testing us all the time to see the reaction. So I'm kind of curious. I didn't know if it was exactly true, but I did check with my cousin who lives in Richmond, and he is a former law enforcement, and he told me that it's going to happen.
Well, I believe that. I believe that.
And he said that there's going to be about 100,000 people there, and I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but he said that there's militias that are forming right now, and there's also George Soros is also bringing people, busing people into those protests. So I'm kind of curious because it's really going to be just a real strong front there all at once. It may be a situation where it's just violent.
You know what, Mark, I agree with you. I agree with you 1,000%. Listen, we're up against a hard break, as always. I appreciate you calling, appreciate you listening, appreciate all the callers all throughout the country listening. And you have a good 2020, and let's keep the fight going, Mark. What do you think?
Thank you, sir. We're going to fight.
Thank you, Mark. Very, very, very nice. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Thanks for all the callers that have called and wishing me a good day and happy times. And Jim from Dogtown, as always, thank you. And the callers who didn't want to get on the air, who thank me for feeling better, sounding better. I don't look any better, but I sure sound better. I feel better. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to be around, I think, for a long time, and I'm going to be fighting the fight. Whether it's on this station or another station, they're not going to stop good people from talking. They may try, but they're going to not going to stop good people from talking. As always, it's first day back after the holidays, and we've got all kind of other crap that we'd like to talk about, and we'll have to hit on it again tomorrow. And as always, I appreciate all the listeners all throughout the country, and a lot of people just don't want to talk; they just want to listen, and I sincerely appreciate that. Because, you know, that keeps everything going. Now, I see in St. Louis, one last thing, that they're having their Kwanzaa celebration. They're having their Black Kwanzaa celebration. And why, I have no idea. But they want to separate themselves. And that's okay. If they want to separate themselves from white people, that's their business. They can do whatever the hell they want. Because I'm going to do whatever the hell I want. I don't hold that against them that I feel one way, and I'm not going to hold that against them that they feel a different way. It's just the way it is. People are going to have differences, and what we're going to have to do, people, is live through these differences, because if we don't, it's not going to be anything going on. One last thing, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. The Highway Patrol over Missouri takes aim at video gambling in Missouri. They're talking about calling them illegal gambling devices, but you're going to see within the year, they're going to prove the government, the state government in Missouri is going to prove all that illegalized gambling, because it's all over this country. and they're going to not have people stop it, but it's amazing. It's amazing with the way it's played out. But again, we'll talk about that tomorrow. As always, I hope everybody has a safe, prosperous 2020. You're going to be black, white, men, women, Democrats or Republicans, gay or straight. I don't give a damn. Just take care of yourself. Don't try to hurt other people. Try to be decent with people, even people you don't like. But for us that want to fight the fight against the crime, against the violence, that's when we all, men, women, black and white, come together. We're all going to have to come together and fight for the cause, because if we don't, there's not going to be a cause to fight for. So let's continue, as always, to unite, to expose these ass-wipe, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks. Perverted punks, you tell me, because we have to get them, people. Nothing violent, nothing violent. We're going to have to stop them legally. But that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to continue to convert these bastards. We're going to have to continue to fight with these bastards. We're going to have to continue to let these no-good son of a bitches know that what they're doing is wrong, and there's a right way to go about it, and I hope we all do it the right way. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass-wipe, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, you know what we have to do. We have to expose and destroy these son of a bitches before they dispose and destroy us. Never, never, never any violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean Negro, nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romantic. the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis. We'll